darkest shadow of the cross and the tomb on Good Friday. The rest of the story is part of our history now. And we have the not only hope, but assurance of resurrection joy. So the next piece we're going to play, I'm calling A Piece for Easter. It is Festival Song Twist by Kathy Mulquebust. Now, this is not any hymn tune you will recognize, because it ain't a hymn. But, you know, there's only so many times one can play Christ the Lord is Risen Today on handbells. You know you're going to sing it. You know the organist is going to do some huge voluntary on it. You know it's going to be part of your Easter Sunday day. So very often, my advanced group plays on Easter Sunday, and I like to find an original that just has the right connotation of spirit. It isn't necessarily based on a hymn tune. We're going to do something. We're going to do plenty of Easter hymns. So this is not a hymn tune, but I hope as you watch and listen, and as you watch and listen, that you will hear Resurrection Joy in Kathy Mulquebust's Festival Song Tune.
Thank you.
we've learned that getting it perfect is great. Learning to recover when it's not is greater still. You know, it all goes back, I think, to the faith journey. The whole idea that we're not striving for or hoping to achieve perfection because it's an elusive goal. You know, we're made to be imperfect, as every time we pick up a handbell, we're reminded that, you know, mistakes will happen. And that's perfect. Okay. What we learn from it, what we do with it. We're going to move into a mode of Thanksgiving. We're just going to skip right over Pentecost and move on to Thanksgiving, which isn't technically a liturgical season, but who's counting? You'll hear three familiar tunes. We Gather Together, Kremser. You'll hear The Ash Grove. You'll hear Old Hundred. And I would just ask you here in February, almost March, to think about something that you're thankful for. I know I am not alone. We are all thankful for Lutheridge. I was sharing with the ringers here earlier this morning that when you come here, we all have stuff, things we have to deal with, you know, from the small stuff all the way up to the demons that we wrestle with. And there's something about Lutheridge that you just come and you know that it all can go away for a while. And if it still needs to be there when you leave, you're recharged enough and reinvigorated in the spirit enough to face it and to know who you're facing it with and who you're fighting battles with, like they're alongside. So a little bit of strength for the journey there, in a mode of thankfulness for Lutheridge, for one another, for the things we've learned, for the opportunity to have been here with you all. I'm thankful, and I know all of you are grateful for being with each other in this wonderful, wonderful place here in the mountains. So, Thanksgiving Fantasia by Jason Green. such a thing. It's rare. We're going to be no exception to the norm, though you all have the mission, you realize, to teach the world that handbells are not just a toy that we play at Christmas. We are a bona fide musical instrument and a force to be reckoned with. Yes. Okay. So we're going to do a couple sections that you'll associate perhaps with December or maybe late November, both in a similar style. Gaudete, Christus est natus. This is rejoice or celebrate, Christ is born. It's from the 1582 PA Canciones, and some of you also know from that same collection of tunes, On This Day Earth Shall Ring. Yes? Mm-hmm. On this day, Earth Shall Ring. Oh, we'll talk to your ministers of music and get that in there somewhere. Great tune. Sturdy Renaissance tune. And then we will finish in a similar vein with a piece written only 30 years apart from that, Comfort, Comfort. So we're going to do Christmas, then Advent, and hope you will enjoy these. We have a little bit of extra percussion sprinkled in here. Enjoy this sturdy Renaissance tune, Gaudete.